they, without even realizing, are changing the voice of technology by just simply pushing themselves forward in their career and striving and putting their hat in the ring and having the confidence to say, do you know what? I don't hit 100% of that job spec, but tell me what it is you want to achieve. You bet your bottom dollar I'll do it. They have that confidence to just continue to strive in their career. And I think that they are paving the way for others to strive to be in leadership.
They all agreed what a fantastic career it was and how being a woman in technology is your absolute superpower. And do not feel like you need to fit in. And when she stepped up to be in a leadership role, someone said to her, you're going to have to start dressing a bit more corporate. So the earrings got bigger, the clothes got more, you know, sort of like feminine. And she sees it not as a disadvantage. Again, this is a big reframe, but as a massive advantage. Welcome to another episode of the Career Confidence Podcast with myself, Georgie Hubbard. And today, a very special guest. As you all know, these are some of my favorite conversations. I'm with my co-founder, Pam Caldwell. Pam, great to have you back on the mic with me today. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm really good. I actually love snuggling up in this big cozy sofa and having a right good riff-raff chit-chat. But it's great. It's always good to be back on the mic. And I just know that we've got some incredible women that are just absolutely loving the podcast. They're regular listeners and some of them are becoming good friends and clients. And it's just fabulous to know that I'm able to speak to them via the Career Confidence Podcast.
No, honestly, I just love doing these with you because I feel like we're just sharing our journey with everyone and our learnings. Okay. And look, today we wanted to talk about our recent Sisterhood Social Diary of a CTO and really, I guess, go deep on some of our key takeaways and what we've done from learning sort of this information, how we've implemented it into our own lives, into our own business, and our sort of like really key lessons from this. Because I think when you do go to networking events or you do go to any sort of event where there's growth and education, it's really easy just to sort of put that in a box, close the drawer, and then forget about it. But I think more than ever, knowledge is only power if it's implemented. And I'm a really, really big believer of that. So I really want to talk about it because I know that that will really then ingrain it into my system even more. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And hopefully everyone listening to this has had the opportunity to actually go and listen to the panel discussion. We uploaded onto the podcast last week and we've already had some amazing feedback. And honestly, it was just so phenomenal listening to that again, because I think when you're on the panel, you're listening, but I'm also very much like looking around the room, reading the room, making sure everyone's resonating, not heads are nodding, people are having a good time, making sure we're not overrunning and, you know, it's not people want to go and get another drink or ask some questions. So you're present, but you're also very aware of your surroundings. So it was just amazing just to put my headphones on and really immerse myself in what these three incredible women were speaking about. So I've written down my sort of three takeaways. I know you've got some takeaways and we're going to riff on them and talk about them. But before we do, what actually an event? Like, I'm still on the high.
Yeah, it was incredible. Yeah. Now, look, I absolutely love running the events. It brings me so much joy. It's almost like, it's like a night out for me as well. It's like an experience. It's what I really enjoy doing. If I've got a night away from the kids, I make a point of booking a hotel room. Mm-hmm. I stay overnight in the city and just immerse myself in the evening. But my cup was so full from this event because afterwards, I mean, people were just coming up left, right, and center and saying, that was so incredible. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you why. Can I tell you what I enjoyed here? Can I tell you what I enjoyed there? And it was the enthusiasm. It was the feeling in the room and just that sense of with each event, this is our fifth one now, right? Yeah. With each event, we are growing a community of like-minded women that are genuinely there to support each other, to uplift each other. And what I felt was a sense of an environment that was created of women that felt that they could show up as the true versions of themselves. And that was, it was just such an incredible evening. The fifth one, and I genuinely feel that they're only going to get better because that community is only going to continue to grow and evolve. And the women that were in attendance just made the night what it was as well. So I loved it.
Yeah, me too. It was just, it was just so much fun. The conversations I had on the night, the women, like you said, that were there, the value that Eglantine, Amelia and Catherine gave was just incredible. The questions from the audience at the end, some spicy ones as well, that kind of got me thinking as well. And it was just, the whole evening was fantastic. And look, it does take a lot to put these events on and bring it all together. But when I'm there, I like you, I want to make it into an experience. So we book a hotel room, like you said, and you know, it's really important just to have that debrief and really sort of think, okay, what went well, but not get complacent. And I think that's what we don't want to do for the next few events. We want to make sure that they are getting better, they are getting bigger. We're having more amazing people on the panel, more amazing people in the room, and just keep on driving our mission and having that impact. But it was phenomenal. And yeah, I am definitely still on a high. And there was just so many things that I personally took away. So let's go into those now. So the first point that was just kept on coming up on the evening, and it's kept on being reinforced ever since, was the power of your network. Honestly, I feel like you and I have done this, we've spoken about this a lot on this podcast, the power of your network. Your network is your net worth and opens up opportunity. But honestly, now more than ever, I am seeing women get ahead in their careers because of the power of their network. It's who you know and what doors can be opened. And there was just so many like conversations being had in the room, and you just never know where those conversations are going to go, right? But you think about our own business journey with See It Solutions, the amount of new clients, new opportunities that have been brought to us because of who we know, because of who we've put the effort and the energy to know, right? And I just think we cannot get complacent now. If as a career professional, or if you're a business owner, whoever you are, your network is very, very important. You want to be nurturing it at all times. But I know it was a really big one for you as well. So yeah, was that one of your key takeaways as well?
It really was. Mm-hmm. The power of creating a professional network for yourself was really powerful. Mm-hmm. Before I go into like some of my key takeaways, I think one thing that I do want to acknowledge is that as women, we do wear multiple hats, and I completely understand firsthand how challenging it can be to incorporate time in your life to go to external networking events. However, one key thing that I would recommend that I've done personally is look 3 months ahead of time, see what networking events are out there, and actually be really picky and intentional about one networking event per quarter that you want to go to that are out with the four walls of your existing organization. One evening every 3 months, and make that time, lock it in your diary, and make it a non-negotiable. That's where you're going to just learn new perspectives and get out, meet new people. And that is where you'll start to think to yourself, right, okay, that is someone that I really connect with that I would actually like to be really intentional about creating a professional network with. But back to the night, it was actually Catherine that gave a really poignant example about our network, which happened really recently. So Catherine Arnold, as hopefully you all know from listening to the podcast last week, ex-CTO of Jetstar, she's actually moving into a brand new role at Medibank. Now, she's recently went on that career journey where she's took a bit of time out and got really intentional about where she wants to go next. Now, what she said was, recruiters are your friends, but your network is the place that will make sure that you get the career of your dreams. That's what's going to make sure that you actually get a foot in the door of where it is that you want to go. So it is twofold. And I think our point was absolutely pick a few key recruiters that you know are absolutely fantastic at what they do. Build those relationships. Mm-hmm. Build those relationships, because those are absolute gold. However, where she got the best traction and a foot in the door of companies that she thought, I am so aligned with that organization. I'm so aligned with the values and I'm so aligned with what it is that they want to drive forward. It was via our network. Now, being in a C-level executive role, she's obviously got access to so many people. But what she said is you can't build deep relationships with everyone, but be intentional about who you do build those relationships with. And I thought that's absolutely fantastic. So again, get to know people, maybe pick four or five people to start with that you think, right, I've met them, I'm going to start nurturing this and start nurturing it over time. And that's how your professional network will naturally evolve and expand and become really, really useful to you. But it was really powerful to hear Catherine talk about her job search journey and how it was a power of our network that actually has landed her our next huge role in Medibank.
100%. And also her reputation as well. She has really worked on that. I mean, there was actually not many people that I spoke to on the night that didn't know who Catherine was or hadn't reported into Catherine and just said wonderful things about Catherine as well. So, you know, when you are thinking about your network, also think about what you can give as well as what you can get. And I think that that's absolutely the key piece, is that what value can you give to the people that you want to network as well? Because it's one thing being like, oh, I want to be known by that person, that person, that person. But what do you want to be known for? Right. And I think these women or men, whoever you want to network with, you're not the only one who wants to network with them. Right. So I think it's always being really intentional when you are reaching out or when you are going to these events of being like, these are the women that I know are going, these are the women I want to meet. What can I bring to them? Right. I think too many people go into networking thinking, what can I get versus what can I give? And I think if that's your intention always, you can't really go too wrong. And I look at Catherine and the impact she's had. There's a reason why she's got such a great network, right? It doesn't just happen overnight. So I think it is investing now. Don't wait until you're looking for a job. Don't wait until you need your network. Invest in those relationships now. Like you said, pick your key events throughout the year. Go to them, show up as your best self, bring the energy, right, to the room. Because that's the one thing I say about the room. Every single person showed up as their best as the best version of them that night. The conversations, the energy, everyone kept on saying, it's such a great vibe. And I was like, that's because everyone's uplifting everybody else, right? So it's so important to invest in your network. And this goes both internally and externally, which we've done a whole podcast on as well. So yeah, make sure that you're thinking about who do I want to network within my four walls of my business and who do I want to get to know externally outside of the business as well, because internally as well, you don't know where these people are going to go.
Yeah.
Right. So you can start building up this relationship now internally, and then they can move on into different businesses and they could be the door opener for you.
Correct. Do you know, just to follow on from something that you said, there were actually two women in the room that were from Jetstar and they had the opportunity to watch Catherine operate in her role at Jetstar. They had never had the opportunity to work closely with her, but from what they seen from afar in Jetstar, they loved her. They were so inspired by what she had achieved and how she operated that they did not want to miss our Sisterhood Club social and have the opportunity to be in a room with her. And that itself speaks absolute volumes. So it goes like, who do you want to be? Who do you want to show up as? Who do you want to be known as? That's absolute gold, what you just mentioned there. So that was just, you know, those two women, they were absolutely fantastic and they were there for a reason. And it was because of the experience that they had had with someone that they hadn't even had the opportunity to work closely with.
Exactly. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. I wanted to quickly pop in and talk to you about our amazing supporter, CH Talent Solutions. We are an IT and digital recruitment company based in Australia. If you are someone right now looking for a new opportunity or considering a career pivot, please reach out to one of our consultants. Or if you are somebody looking to build your team or build your company or scale, again, please reach out to us if you are looking to find the best tech talent fast. I look forward to connecting with you. Now back to today's episode. Enjoy.
Exactly. Right. So that's a really, really key point. So invest in your network, but also invest in yourself as well, because that's the easiest way to grow your network if you've got value to give as well, because people want to get to know you as well. So that's absolutely key. The second big point for me, and this is just such a good reminder, because like you look at women in these leadership roles and you go, wow,
you're so confident. You speak so well. You're such a good communicator. You're so smart and intelligent. But every single one of those women had experienced imposter syndrome and a lack of confidence and fear and all the things that we all experience every single day, every single week, right? And I think it's just that constant reminder of like, they're no different from you. And this is why we want to put women on a panel, because it's like, if she can do it, guess what? So can you. Like, success does leave clues, right? But there's not one woman on that panel, myself and you included, that have not ever experienced imposter syndrome. It is a constant thing that women have to work on. Yeah, of course, men as well. I'm not saying men don't experience it, but from the conversations I've had with a lot of women over the years, we seem to suffer with it more. And Catherine also said something incredible. She was like, she's had to reframe it. And she's like, anytime I experience imposter syndrome, it's usually because I'm stepping outside of my comfort zone. I'm doing something that feels uncomfortable. But hang on a minute. There's growth in this. There's learning in this. And that in itself is exciting. So she's reframed imposter syndrome as excitement, something that's new, something that's uncomfortable, but will lead to great things. And I thought that was so powerful for every single person in that room and every single person that has listened now to that panel to understand that these people and these women are not immune to all the same things and fears that you have. They have just learned to deal with them and to acknowledge them and silence their inner critic and still move forward. So I think that was such a key point for me that I wanted to hit home, because people do think, oh, they must be so confident. It's like, well, confidence is a skill that comes from courage, and we are going to have to face our fears to get to where we want to be. So that was a really key point for me.
Yeah. And I think when each individually shared their own unique experiences with that imposter syndrome, it just made them seem so vulnerable, so honest, and really accessible as well. Like, yes, they are in the C-suite, but wow, these women are real. They're being really honest with us here. And it just makes you feel that you are normal to have those shaky moments in your career. But what they were driving home was, do not wait until you're ready. You have got to feel uncomfortable in order to experience that growth. And that was definitely really powerful. I think one of the analogies of the night were definitely from Amelia. And to cut a long story short as well, I think the reason that she'd been able to sort of cap a lot of the imposter syndrome throughout her career was she constantly was surrounded by other leaders on her way up that were going, well done, Amelia, well done. You're doing great, Amelia. This is fantastic, Amelia. Keep going. And then she realized as she was getting to the top of her career, there were less people around her that were there to uplift her and say, you're doing a great job. And to the point that she was sitting thinking, am I doing a good job? Hello, hello, anyone there? Anyone want to tell me how great I am? So being aware of that as well, that the further up the ladder that you go, there's less people there to give you a wee pat on the back and saying you're doing fantastic. So you have to work on overcoming that imposter syndrome as you go, build up that self-confidence and your capabilities to achieve, because by the time you get to the top, you ain't got no one. You have got to be confident in your own abilities to execute what it is that you really want to drive forward with. So that really was a key takeaway. That this imposter syndrome is something that we all need to go on a journey with. But as you continue to grow, you need to get better at overcoming it by yourself and work on that self-belief and work on that self-confidence.
Yeah, that was really, really powerful, actually. When I reflect back, she described it as a stream, didn't she? It's
yes.
Like at the start, it's wide and then it narrows. And then when no one's clapping, you then have to really dig deep to go, I've got this. Like, you've really got to work on yourself because you're not getting the external validation. That was really, really powerful. And something as well that Eglantine said was when she's gone and spoken on so many panels with like leaders at Google and Microsoft and all these huge companies. And they're all sat backstage being like, are we qualified to speak on this? And she was like, you're working at the biggest organizations in the world in tech, and you're still sat here behind the scenes before you go on stage to deliver this huge presentation to thousands of people, asking yourself, am I the right person to do this? So it's just these messages are just so powerful and important for us to hear, because no one's got it all figured out. I think that's the key piece. No one has it all figured out. Everyone's winging it. Everyone's learning on the fly. Some people have got more wisdom experience than others, but we've all kind of got to go on our own journeys and not let the fear of failing or imposter syndrome or that inner critic hold us back from doing what we want to do and what we're destined to do. That's absolutely crucial. Huge one, absolutely massive. A third one for me that they all kept on saying was this word curiosity. Like Eglantine, when we sort of were asking her the more questions about what got you interested in tech, that was what got her interested. She was like, well, how does this work? And how can this be better? And how can I improve? And how can I solve this problem? And a lot of it is all down to the technology behind the scenes of an organization, of a business, of a product, right? A lot of the things that are being built these days, a lot of companies are all built on the base of their technology and their foundations. And she came in and that's what sparked her interest. It's like, oh, well, maybe technology is going to be a great career for me because I'm a problem solver. I'm curious by nature. But they all had this, this deep curiosity and just asking questions and not being afraid to, I guess, look a bit silly at times if they didn't know the answer to something, but they just wanted to dive deep, understand, solve problems. And I think that is what technology enables. And they all agreed what a fantastic career it was and how being a woman in technology is your absolute superpower. I remember Eglantine saying that. She said, being a woman in tech is your superpower. And do not feel like you need to fit in. Like when she comments about her earrings and how she dresses and when she stepped up to be in a leadership role, someone said to her, you're going to have to start dressing a bit more corporate. And she was like, screw that. So the earrings got bigger, the clothes got more, you know, sort of like feminine. And she really leaned in to that. She really leaned into her, I guess, her feminine nature. Mm. And she sees it not as a disadvantage. Again, this is the big reframe, but as a massive advantage. And that is why she's now the CTO of PEXA. And I noticed that when she spoke, she just had the room hanging on her every word. I mean, they all did.
She's captivating.
She was incredible. I mean, they all were.
Yeah.
I could sit here and just honestly just fangirl all of them. Mm-hmm. But it was amazing when she said that whole reframe of like, yeah, you're a woman in tech. Own it. Mm. That is your advantage. That is your superpower. And I just thought, wow, that is so powerful. Because again, women are like, oh, we're at a disadvantage. You know, it's like, no, it's your advantage. Use it. And I know you and I are using it to our advantage right now.
Mm. I absolutely love that. And, you know, I'm laughing about the earrings comment as soon as Eglantine said that. Because when she walked in the evening, she had on these massive hoop earrings.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I love
you
a
love
hoop.
You love a hoop.
Right. But I must admit, over the past couple of years, I've actually thought to myself, I think I'm a bit too old to be wearing those earrings now. You bet your bottom dollar I'm dusting the biggest hoops I've got. But it is amazing. And I think, look, there's probably a lot that as women we really need to work through to just like dust down things from like, you know, like generational messages that have been handed down. I think there might be some of you that are part of that generation where, you know, you were brought up to be children are seen and not heard. The whole word curiosity, has anyone ever heard the phrase curiosity killed the cat? Mm-hmm. Right? You're almost some of the generations that have maybe like are in the existing workforce at the moment have maybe grown up in families where you've been encouraged to keep your voice down. Don't ask questions. Don't speak out. Don't be too loud. Don't be too brash. Toss that in the bin. Mm-hmm. This is honestly something that we all need to work on. Ask the questions. Mm-hmm. Put a question out there. And even if it makes you feel more comfortable, frame it out and say, look, this might seem a bit silly. However, right? Now, you don't have to frame it out that way, but if that makes you feel comfortable enough to frame it out so that you're almost putting up a little bit of a barrier to say, I know this might be a bit silly. Ask the question. Get comfortable, push yourself out your comfort zone and ask the questions, because you bet your bottom dollar, if you're thinking it, someone else in the room is thinking it. So ask the question. But that curiosity piece, it is really powerful. And on the point of what Eglantine about Eglantine just encouraging women to just really embrace who they are, embrace their individuality and bring that to work. There was one woman that walked into her sisterhood club social that I had met the previous week at one of our client sites, and I did not recognize her.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
She looked phenomenal.
I know.
She walked in and I thought, oh, wow, who is this? Mm-hmm. And she came up and she said, hi, Pam. Oh my gosh, it is so great to be here. I've been so looking forward to this. And I'm thinking,
who are you?
Oh my God, who are you? Who are you? Yeah. And she went, Oh, I nearly said her name,
yeah,
but I won't.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my gosh, you look amazing. Mm. And I actually got to know her a good bit. We had a real good conversation, and she's actually worked overseas. She had worked in Berlin for a few years in her early career, right? And she is on these big, black, chunky boots with buckles. This
red fur coat
and a green silk dress, yeah, gold eyeshadow. Yeah. I mean, she looked stunning, mm-hmm, but she stood out and she brought her own unique self to our event. Mm-hmm. And she mentioned, look, since I've actually came back here and I got involved in more of a corporate role, I bought a few black dresses, but I've brought my real self tonight. And I thought to myself, when Eglantine was saying that, that's who I was thinking of.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, I hope next week she feels confident enough to wake up, put on what is obviously an absolutely eclectic but fantastic wardrobe, and feels that she's got the confidence to step into an organization like that, because she will stand out. And when you dress very authentically to who you are, you feel more prepared. You've got, like, I love putting on a pair of heels. Mm-hmm. See, as soon as I've got a pair of heels on, I'm ready to go. Mm-hmm. I feel ready to achieve. So I think when we all embrace, like, who we are, even when it comes to how we dress, you feel as though you can show up as a real authentic version of yourself. And if she showed up like that, I bet you she would absolutely stand out and thrive in her role, because people would then know who she is. Mm-hmm. So that was really powerful. I'm really pleased that Eglantine said that, because I've taken something away from that. I am going to start wearing the hoops again.
I love it. Yeah, honestly, I think it was just an incredible, incredible evening. And if you haven't yet listened to the panel discussion, please go and do yourself a favor and go and listen to it, because I think it's something I could listen to quite a few more times and probably just pick out more things. But it was an amazing evening. And I think this year, when it comes to Sisterhood Club, we're really going to be focusing on that whole community piece and really building out the community and really listening to the feedback from the members of the community as well about what sort of topics they want to learn more about, what kind of women they want to hear from, and just to make sure that we're not getting complacent, that we're constantly evolving and creating these safe spaces for women to show up as themselves, to come in that with those big hooped earrings and those fur coats on and, you know, big buckled boots and
yeah,
have these conversations and just be themselves. And I don't know about you, but I have craved that for so long. I've kind of almost felt a little bit like a misfit sometimes, like in certain friendship groups that I've used to have. Like, I want to be around other like-minded women that are working on themselves, that want to see other women succeed and aren't afraid to just be themselves authentically and show up as their best version of them. And it's like, I just felt like I'd found my community, and it was just an honor to be in the room with those women. And what a privilege it is to create these types of spaces and these events that people come to and they come away feeling empowered, feeling inspired. It honestly gives me so much joy. And I honestly feel like we are at the start of our journey. We've learned a lot from running the five events now.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for the next one, which is going to be in July. So
I am too. And I think one of my key takeaways from the evening wasn't even anything that any of the three women said. It was the power of the visibility. It was listening to their journeys, it was listening to their stories. And you and I, via the recruitment arm of the business, we speak to so many clients on the daily basis that are saying, we have got issues with diversity when it comes to leadership. And having Eglantine, Catherine and Amelia on the panel, by just simply watching them, I thought, now there's three powerhouse women. And they are showcasing what a career in technology can really look like. They, without even realizing, are changing the voice of technology by just simply pushing themselves forward in their career and striving and putting their hat in the ring and having the confidence to say, do you know what? I don't hit 100% of that job spec, but tell me what it is you want to achieve. You bet your bottom dollar I'll do it. They have that confidence to just continue to strive in their career. And I think that they are paving the way for others to strive to be in leadership. And I do think that the whole, you cannot be what you cannot see, is a real thing. But what I would encourage people to do is like seek out those inspirational female leaders that are in positions that you would like to go to and aim to build up a relationship with them. You know, that is the power of the network as well. It acts as an inspiration for you to achieve great things. And we do like to say as well, if you are in an organization where there isn't a visible female in a senior role, if you can't see it, be it. And that is where the power is. You have got to be in the driving seat of your own career. Get intentional about what it is that you want to achieve. Know where you are, know where you want to go. Get vocal about it, vocalize that, ensure that your organization provides you with the tools and the access to be able to achieve that, and absolutely go for it. Because the power of females in leadership, that was a key takeaway for me. I honestly left feeling so incredibly inspired that I could achieve great things just by simply watching, listening and absorbing what those three individuals had to say.
100%. And I guess final point on it as well, which they all said, is that they haven't got to where they are overnight. It's also been, like you said, deciding where they want to go, deciding who they want to be, and continually working on themselves as well. Like, I don't think these women are going home at night and flicking on Netflix. They are reading, they're investing, they're out there networking, building up their brand, building up their knowledge, building up their wisdom, learning from others. It's like, we can't get complacent on that as well. We don't just click our fingers and these things come to us. We all have to take our own individual responsibility to make sure that we are doing all the right things every single day, every single week, to keep on working on ourselves and driving our own lives and our careers forward, because no one's coming to save us. No one's coming to make it happen for us. And I think it's great going to these networking events and feeling inspired, but what are you going to do about it? Right? You, like you said, you're in the driver's seat of your own life, and it's up to you to make these things happen. No one's going to do it for you, right? So you've got to take responsibility. You've got to be constantly working on yourself, surrounding yourself with the right people, but keep on bringing more value to the marketplace, more value to the people around you, more value to the business. And that is how you're going to get ahead and accelerate. And Pam and I will just keep on creating the safe space and keep on placing as many females as we can via our recruitment company, and also getting more sponsorships so we can keep on growing Sisterhood Club. So obviously, and again, a massive thank you to 7-Eleven and our new sponsor, UniSuper. Amazing to have some of the women in that room as well. And God, I could talk about them as well, because they were just such inspiring, amazing women. And we just had such a laugh and such joy. So look, Pam, I love what we're building with Sister Club. And I just want to just take a moment to say, you know, I'm really proud of you for what we're doing as well. And let's just keep going. Let's just keep on doing this. And thank you, every single person that listens to this podcast, supports our mission, comes to our events. And if you haven't come to one of our events, please come to the next one if you can, but be quick, because tickets sold out pretty quick last time. And we're just going to keep on working on ourselves as well, so we can keep on bringing more value and getting better as well. So constant, never ending improvement is absolutely key. But that is today's podcast. So Pam, it's been an honor.
Thoroughly enjoyed myself.
It's been fun. It's been good to debrief, and we're going to do a lot more of these episodes as well. So let us know what your biggest takeaway from the panel discussion was, whether you've been to the event or you've listened to the podcast. Pam and I love it when you reach out to us, so please do that. And if you have a moment, the biggest gift you can give to Pam and I to really help us build Sister Club, keep on building our mission, is to leave us a review or a rating. That honestly goes such a long way. And we want to keep making sure that people hear these important conversations, keep on elevating the voice of women in leadership. So please make sure you take a moment now to do that for us. We would be very, very greatly appreciative of you. But have a wonderful week, everyone. We'll speak to you soon. And that's it for now.
Keep striving.
Keep striving. See you soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you've got this far, that honestly means the world to me and lets me know that you've got a lot of value from today's episode. So if I could just ask you to do one thing, pull out your phone and please leave a quick review. It honestly would mean the world to me. It will help this podcast grow and get our message out there to more people. So if you could do that for me, that would be amazing. And please reach out and just let me know what you want to hear more about, what you're interested in. It will just also help me make sure that I'm continuing to speak to topics that are relevant and also find guests that are real true experts in what you want to know more about. So have an amazing day. Thank you so much for doing that. that. And I can't wait to share the next episode with you.